啲顏色吸盡點解咁多呢個質感？擺咗呢埋眼睇住。咁樣咧，喺過往嘅琴日咧，其實我哋都用一個嘅主題啊，就睇馬太福音，主要就係我哋揾翻聖經入邊嘅原文，盡可能認識嗰啲原文，我哋講希列文或者希伯來文咧，就睇下喺嗰個當耶穌或者當神好多先知講呢、這個教訓我哋嘅時間嗰、那個實在意思係點樣，亦都我哋。唔單止淨吸個聽就算啦，我哋譬如佢實行出嚟，好似我哋琴日所睇到個殺種嘅比喻咁樣啦，係講到話我聽咗之後咧，唔係聽完就算嘅，所以個壓迫咁唔係咁樣，但係咧，我哋係有呢個嘅行動要行出嚟嘅。咁咧，我哋今日嗰個嘅聚會形式有少少嘅唔同，我哋會講新啲嘢，會嗌得聽。然之後後屘咧，我哋就會睇一個大概九分鐘嘅 video 啊，係好有幫助，對我好幫助，好似睇得我都好感動嘅一個嘅見證啊，我哋會睇呢個見證。咁啊，但之前咧，我哋就會都係睇翻聖經嘅啊，因為我哋嚟到敬拜神啊，敬拜神嘅重要咧係我哋嗰個目標係向住神啊。你有冇留意到每次你嚟到崇拜咧？崇拜之前個主席就諗台講啦，大家。安靜片刻諗下啲嘢先嘅，咁其實嗰幾分鐘嘅時間咧，唔係俾大家可以翻去睡鄉裏面瞓下覺，唔係咁嘅。個意思當然都解釋話，我哋而家就向神開，即係開你個心啦。對住神話，神啊，我哋今日嚟到你嘅教會裏面咧，有啲乜目的啊？我唔知大家嚟教會有乜目的嘅，有嘛？你嚟教会崇拜听讲道，有没有大有什么期望？有冇期望噶？你翻教会，又个礼拜日都翻噶啦，坐咗个钟头就翻屋企咯，咁样啊。所以嗰个主席好精神提醒我哋，因为问你会就话，我哋安静嘅时间咧，其实我哋对神讲嘢就系神啊，打开我哋嘅心，所以我哋嚟接受你所俾过我哋讲嘅说话。是应该有个的，即是我觉得应该有个的 expectation， 来教会有 expectation， 如果你没 expectation 呢，那你每次来教会呢一定就是达到你的目标，即是你个我们的心呢对神说，我们不是来到没事做来教会坐个几钟头，而我们来到要听神的说话，我们不是听世人说一个任何其他的故事，一个语言的故事，但从圣经里面看神教到我哋要学嘅嘢，咁咧喺我喺牧会嘅几段时间咧，就系即系每间教会有啲唔同嘅做法嘅。咁我记得咧，即系我都去过咗。其实大家都唔知有冇留意喺教会里面买现梳啊，即系insurance liability 咧，有一项同牧师有关嘅，就系即系我睇加拿大又好，或者喺美国牧会都系好啦，有个嘅 insurance 咧。就話要保證個牧師唔會講錯嘢嘅，聽緊我喺教會冇啊？可能你要留意點解咧？因為其實喺十幾二十年前開始美國流行呢樣嘢，就因為美國有間浸信會嗰個嘅牧師講咗堆嘢，有佢行出去開槍打死牧師嘅，點樣識嘅呢件事？就係喺個話個牧師講錯咩嘢咧？其實冇講錯嘢，不過咧就同一個姊妹咧就 counseling。就好勸你，即係你既然俾佢老公咁樣咧，即係按照聖經嚟講，不如即係暫時分開一段日子就好啲咁樣嘅，即係聖經都教導嘅嚇，即係你分開咗就咧傾掂就啦，就咁於佢個丈夫就未信嘅，嗰日就翻教會開心立就，咁之後咧就跟住好多教會就即係現收工資，哇好有生意做喎、啊，嗰啲咁嘅嘢喎，所以就有一條例係可以。即係教會裏面買一啲嘅 insurance 咧，係保護個牧師。如果大家聽我講完講唔知，你教會冇我冇講啦嘛。你聽完講，牧師講唔到，我唔贊成，我反對。咁但係你冇個 insurance， 冇即係有啲感情啦。咁我喺 expectation 裏面一個好嘅，即係弟兄姊妹翻嚟教會咧，對牧師講嘅嘢咧，係咪全盤接受咧，或者點樣咧？即係我哋喺台上面睇唔到嘅，不過咧，其實都講一件事， 咁自從我哋好多係有網上崇拜之後咧，我就留意到樣嘢。咁有時話係大家嘅崇拜啦，有時係我哋嘅崇拜。咁咧有個嘅即係領唱，但係大家領唱都好好㗎，你教會領唱非常之好。咁咧到話，我哋可以唱首歌叫做《自耶穌進入我心中》嘅啦。幾個禮拜之前嘅事，都上個月嘅《自耶穌進入心中》，我係留意嗰個主席。你睇突然間容光煥發，好似即係佢跟住喺個台度打拍，點知個首詩個字從耶穌進入我心裏面咧，一個改變咧，詩歌可以帶俾佢，即係嗰個感受力係好即係好重要。所以我哋留意大家領會嗰時咧個表情點樣，好重要嘅嘢。點解講嘅嘢咧？因為咧喺唔單止牧師講嘅時間。透過神嘅説話講，有時牧師會講錯嘢嘅，點解牧師咁多錢，甚至講到講錯樣嘢？我講好多嘢，唔係咁樣。上次講到話咧，大家記住咧，最緊要講到話我哋喺生命冊上面要有名啊嘛。我講當時講口快講得，但之後我錯咗。咁咧就係、是、講到話，我講嗰句實就咁樣嘅。嗱、你生命冊上面咧，你有名啊嘛，咁你。即係離開世界都係去天堂啊嘛！如果你生命卡上面冇名啊，咁死話我都唔知道你去邊。嗱，其實係錯誤嘅思想嚟㗎嘛。即係我點解唔知道你去邊啫？我知道你去邊，不過點解即係我講錯咗就係、是，當我哋生命個名唔係生命卡上面嘅時間咧，我哋同耶穌冇關係咧、我哋咧，如果真係你唔相信神，當你離開世界嘅時間咧，係去地獄㗎。我知你去地獄，我唔係話你，整好清楚講嘅。我哋唔認識神嘅時間就離開世界咧，係嚟。所以嗰陣我講錯嘢嘅，講錯啦。所以我就翻機會喺度住，大家唔需要向現莊公司咧係告我就唔需要。咁但係有時咧，我都係好警醒我自己講嘅。雖然我太太時都講話，阿 Ben 你講咧係講得太講咩嘅嘢嚟講嘅。喺我牧會裏面咧，有段時間咧好。即係可能喺嗰間教都好多10年到嘅時間咧，都平中間嘅時間咧，有弟兄姊妹我哋個群呢度開會㗎。我牧師講到可唔可以改進一下？點改進啊？有乜辦法？如果你希望你教嘅牧師有講到改進點啊？點樣改進？我俾大家，即大家唔係要學㗎，但係即係我嗰間教會咧係有咁嘅經歷。咁咧，你講個 committee 㗎，有唔知六七個，唔知多六七個。每次每日做崇拜咧，有四個弟兄姊妹，有張嘅生有幾分表，就好似你今日知性或者後屘張 idol 咁樣成嘢咧，就係、是、學你㗎，即係最先嗰個出發點好㗎。我唔知都有好多樣嘢嘅，即係其中幾樣嘢就話到話，牧師今日講到有冇吸引人興趣啊？有冇邊啲有瞓著覺啊？咁好啦，咪如果牧師講到個瞓著覺得瞓瞓得係唔掂啦，咁樣咁呢個係好嘅事嚟嘅。咁咧有幾點嘅牧師講到咧有冇再問下你講嘅牧師講到咧即係有吸引性啦，有冇過時啊？因為好真實嘅時間，大家即係時間即係緊密啦。牧師講到時到即係。睇到嘅，頭上睇啲人開始睇手機，有時發生嘅。咁幾年前翻香港喎，咁去一間嘅教會裏面聚會，咁個牧師弟兄都係藏得少少，即係未算到散會之前咧，咁有個人走出去嘅，知道牧師啦，你講到咁長，點解行到出去喎？哇嚇到我啊嘛，咁咧又膽嘅，啲人走出去玩到牧師喎，咁我即問我阿姨啊，我講邊個嚟㗎？佢哋習慣性係咁樣嘅，即係喺內地嘅教會咧，就講到有限幾多分鐘，佢就習慣咗啊。15分鐘，牧師你講到多嘅15分鐘，我就出嚟飲茶，我唔知咁樣啊。即係出面指正個牧師㗎，你講到咁長，所以呢個嘅弟兄姊妹咧，即係每個星期做呢啲筆記俾我嘅。咁四個集中咗之後咧，就俾牧師你今日得80分。即係有嗰樣嘢嘅，其實最收聽翻嘅最重要嗰個 point 咧，就係牧師你今日講到講唔到，有人信主嘅， 甚至好似今日幾次都講啊，聖經講到我哋傳講神嘅福音咧，其實咧唔係淨係傳咗學俾你知道嗰個好處就點，我哋要收翻你幾早個決定嘅。所以其實我哋喺浸信會裏面好個傳統性咧，喺結束之前喺度呼召嘅。即係我唔信，雖然唔知大家都信㗎啦，咁但係我都講，假設你唔知道，即係我哋唔知道心裏面有啲弟兄姊妹咧有困難啊。其實好多浸信會嘅教徒宣道會都好多嘅，聚咗會之後咧就叫啲人，我哋全部執事上個出下嚟咧，企喺度做咩啊？邊個有心靈有負擔啊？出嚟要代祈禱咧，佢同你祈禱㗎。啊，甚至宣道會做到呢方面嘅事工啊。聚會之後，你即係上到幾大出嚟，係喺祈禱。即係你嚟到教會咧，你有冇決定有冇期望咧？好，佢決定好多嘢嘅。即係我哋一直講黑狗喺歌上住都係啦。你揾埋屋住最緊要揾乜嘢？如果你屋企有神恩仔嘅話，你買屋嘅首決條件乜嘢？校區仲有咧，好唔好嘅間學校？校區唔好咧，真係唔掂啦。學校好區，同埋嗰啲家長咧，咪好好即係捉住啲先生啊，即係唔俾功課啲做點啊？佢哋喺交度放有冇問題啊？係好著重呢樣嘢嘅，因為有呢個目標，你個期望咧就容易達得到。你唔使算啦，讀書即係問你咗，係唔係讀書都會升翻㗎啦？嗰啲人即係想諗翻㗎嘛。如果係咁嘅時間咧，佢就好容易就算啦。所以今日咧，呢個崇拜有少少改變嚇。我哋其實大家都睇到個聖經經文裏面咧，我哋用個經文俾我哋大家一個機會咧，去決定幾個樣嘢。所謂決定咧，就係、是、用一個 case 做個 case study， 即係唔知中文叫乜嘢 case study， 即係俾一個案例出嚟，大家咧，即係我哋你哋大家係陪審團嚟㗎，而家你哋陪審團知唔知？知唔知啊？你查坡你係陪審團，你個即係最嬲尾咧，我要大家即係俾一個嘅決定，一個嘅嘢俾我睇到咧，喺呢個嘅事件上面，或者啲同聖經裏面睇到嗰個嘅認識裏面，你做嗰個嘅決定究竟點啊？咁點樣啊？咁所以咧，今日就教，即係教大家，因為聖經已經俾咗我哋真手上面係俾我哋去學習嘅，唔係。即係唔單止學習咧，更加將你係運用喺我哋生命上面。所以我哋就俾大家呢個嘅指明啊，或者你喺屋企裏面咧，坐度睇我哋網上崇拜咧，睇下係當我發問一啲問題時候，同你會有點樣回應嚇？同聖經嘅角度裏面咧，係回應翻呢樣嘢。咁啊，今日俾大家機會做福爾摩斯，好嗎？或者？受邀人，至於呢個係邊個嚟嘅？唔係包青天，包青天個眼頭有個丸啫嘛，呢、這個唔係包青天，雖然佢都好肥，好似包青天。呢、這個中國第一名探食人機，
即
係真人梗唔係啦，呢、這個我都唔識佢名出嚟嘅。即係我哋今日俾大家呢個機會咧，就係從喺聖經裏面嘅角度裏面睇一件即係個案件。你就決定嚇，同聖經裏面俾過你個 information， 你做個決定係點點嘅。咁呢個嘅 case 就咁樣嘅，話俾大家聽咗先。今日案件咧係未得當事人同意，有個被告咧就私自淋香膏喺個當事人嘅身上面。咁你嗱，咁我係檢察官嚟嘅，有啲嘢我要補充 information 俾大家嘅。咁其實大家根據聖經你睇到嘅，咁有幾個嘅樣嘢嘅，第一有幾多個被告人啊？你上法庭都知啦，因為被告人啊，咁有啲係同黨啊同盟，咁我哋即係我哋 present 咗之後咧，我哋集合嚇，究竟喺聖經裡面有講幾多個被告人？第二咧係喺邊度發生嘅一件事，同埋喺即係何時何地啦。環境啦，嗱，要留意嘅。其實聖經裏面有講清楚俾大家知嘅。第三，被告警察嗰陣我啦，就會讀嗰個招供嘅證詞，即係一個證人嗰、那個被告講乜嘢啊，當場講乜嘢，我哋講睇樣人。 咁咧唔就正當咧就當事人嘅正當呢、這個即係就即係、就是、我哋喺講嘅真係就受害人被人淋嘢嗰個受害人佢自己嘅供詞，然之後咧將呢就判決就大家啦，就判決究竟喺在場裏面我要問幾個問題嘅，大家從聖經裏面體驗咗之後咧，覺得應該係會轉樣嘅。咁樣呢真係好開心啊，我哋有四個證人出現就證明。我哋首先請第一個證人，證人家。啊。你有咩講啊，你係點樣名啊你。
我叫
馬太
健。
你唔係叫馬太呢
我
明白啊。咁你嘅證供係咩呀，你。
我
見
到一個女人入
咗嚟
呢，
佢都
好貴族嘅，
相當。OK， 多謝證人啦。嗱，請坐。大家留意啊，四個證人講唔知嘢咧，你要嚟到一個 conclusion 嘅，所以我哋要 conclusion。OK， 第二個證人，證人月。
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一樽的肉，至贵的真拿达香膏，将个肉瓶打破，然后呢将那些膏绕在耶稣的头上。
好的，多谢证人月。 OK， 听到两个证人讲呢，你应该开始觉得有大少少不同的呢，有少少不同。好，证人请。
马城里有一个女人是个罪人，拿着盛香膏的玉瓶。
好，其多谢你老家，我请坐。啊，上呢个证人，证人清系边？
我是约翰。玛利亚就拿着一根极贵的真拿达香膏。约翰福音十二章三节。
啊，多谢刘云整妥。嗱、啊，你睇到呢四个证人同，即系唔系作假啊？呢个咧根本圣经咧，俾呢四个经文都系我讲同一样嘢咧，佢哋再讲出嚟。嗱、啊，我哋琴日都讲喺圣经里面咧。啊、有三福音嘅做類似相近，英文就是 Synoptic Gospel， 係馬太、馬可、路加呢三卷嘅福音書當講嘅好多嘢。即如果係馬太講一個樣嘢咧，啊馬可、路加通常都有提講出嚟嘅，約翰就唔理嘅，嚇、啊，真係好少講嘅嘢。咁咧喺，但係喺呢個即係好少情之下咧，今日講到呢個嘅被告嘅婦人咧，四個嘅使徒都出現嚇，嗱、啊，你睇幾多王？馬可同埋路加兩個咧，唔係猶太人嚟嘅，佢係 Greek 嚟嘅，即係我哋講係希利利人啊，唔係佢哋。所以喺聖經裏面個定義就係外邦人啊。咁咧，馬太同埋約翰咧就係、是、耶穌嘅門徒啦，即係好多第一手嘅資料嚟嘅。咁、啊、我只係四個聖人都代表咗講喺聖經裏面睇咧，就有講好似四個女人嘅嘛，兩者就要啊，係有分別嘅。咁最後尾咧，我哋同大家講下，大家決定究竟有幾多個被告人，四個人咁。嗱，而家只講幾多人需要講，咁我睇第二章嘅講先啦。就講日期幾時發生嘅，即四個人所講嗰個嘅事件咧，佢係同一日發生，定話係唔同嗰日發生咧？嗱，馬太咧同埋馬可兩個都一樣講嘅，第二日就係預先喺預事前一日咧。就有高立耶稣件事发生嘅，两日之后咧就逾越节啦。道家咧就冇讲到系边日发生嘅事，定系食饭嗰日就有事发生啦。而约翰福音就讲话咧系逾越节前嘅六日，一个礼拜之前发生嘅事，即系话嗱，你同呢四卷福音里面讲咧日期有冇出入啊？有啦，好明显啦，一个两日之前，一个系。咁當然我哋其實唔好清楚到當時猶太人個日曆係點樣嘅，但呢個好 popular， 當我哋同聽啊嚟講，今個禮拜懶得學習係睇上問下你啊，前問下你啊，正經講同一件事有咩嘢出入啊，我哋就睇呢樣嘢啦。正經係冇矛盾嘅，佢 果我哋嘅 understanding 或者喺個語言上面咧，係冇唔清楚嗰個文化，可能有啲嘅問題啦。但係 OK， 唔好咁快去講答案俾大家聽，真係要做得做嘅做嘅嘢。呢件事咧點樣發生嗱？我哋即日期發生咗，係已經有個出入啦。呢件事係點樣發生？那個過程點樣發生嘅？咁馬太福音咧，連講二十六章嚟聽聽就話。凡一個女人趁住耶穌坐席的時候咧，就將啲香膏淋喺佢個頭上。留意下，留意個 location 發生嘅經過。佢話淋喺耶穌嘅頭上嚟嘅。咁馬可福音咧，都係一樣啊。佢話將呢個玉瓶打爛咗之後咧，就將香膏浇在耶穌的頭上。喺兩個係好相似嘅兩個，成好相似嘅，好多都相似嘅。路加就唔有啲唔同啦。胡家先嚟親身生論三百字話咧，佢咧用眼淚濕咗耶穌嘅腳，然之後咧用自己個嘴啊，呢個嘴就力即係咁啦，成粒光喎，耶穌的腳啊，好犀利。咁一看就話啦，佢話咧呢個女人咧係抹耶穌的腳，又用自己嘅頭髮去抹乾。胡家度咧用個嘴抹乾。如何咧係用頭髮眼乾？有冇好多出入啊？呢、這個喺嗰個事件上面出入咗，係咪？嗱，當然咧，我哋係從一個咁嚟睇，可能當時嗰啲女人真係用嘴吻完，可能用頭髮吻都得㗎，係咪？即係正經唔係一個嘅好全部嘅百科全書，任何先你講得清楚，即係將個重點帶出嚟嘅。但大家啱啱之後咧，你就決定究竟有幾多個被告人啊？已經開始唔同啦，嗰、那個嘅行動上面咧係唔同咗啦。啊，我哋有圖片證明當日發生咩事，夠犀利噶！你睇下正宮啊咧，聽咗嗰陣正人講啦，睇個正宮同一張圖片啊拍照，而家當方面啦，幫我哋睇呢個圖片係點樣嘅。嗯，有冇睇過呢張相啊？好多張，呢張就唔係正式嘅做最後的晚餐，有張好出名㗎，啲范宇文西畫嗰張，就同兩張唔錯曬，就遠門口度嘅。但係咧，呢張嘅上面都被稱為耶穌的晚餐嘅，啊啲人坐曬度啦，我圍住曬耶穌，咁樣咧就咁樣。嗱，圖片可以偽造㗎咩？你知唔知啊？圖片好多就係做緊，就影術影相，哇！哇好嘢喎，你去到埃及個個金字塔嗰度，唔係啊，所以就係假嘅，即係嗰啲啊！啊，有啲嚟好多結婚相，好靚好靚，哇！你哋去到夏威夷度，唔係啊，咁個係即係學識嘅。你睇張相係唔係真嘅相片，定係假嘅相片？即係你估，你講假嘅，點解物假咧？好似咁樣嘅台咁後面拉嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅咁樣嘅大家睇中文件都知啦，睇見皇帝嗰個點樣㗎？跪喺度㗎，佢哋做跪坐，佢哋坐地下其實跪喺度坐㗎。邊個只可以坐張凳啊？係皇帝坐㗎，坐龍椅，其他人咧係唔可以坐嘅，因為凳咧其實話好早以前已經發明，但唔流行，唔流行。可能其實十五世紀開始咧，喺歐洲已經好多人都有嘅，即係。但是在一個很貴很尊貴的榮耀來的，普通人都很沒有的，沒有的。是直到第十八世紀的時間呢，法國的宮廷呢就很流就是推廣了。所以這張照片是假的，這張照片不是其實剛剛的時間的東西，那就看第二張圖片了。這張的前提呢前啲點講就冇台㗎，你好似聽到講冇，佢哋即食餅咧係全完全嘅，就唔係有張台擺喺度咁舒服係冇嘅嚇。但係呢個咧就好過正話嗰張啦，每張幾個係貼切一啲嘅。 就佢哋好坐喺個有個 cushion 啦，有冇 cushion 我都唔知，不過相想就係、是、似乎係比較合理一啲，哦，合理啲。好啦，我既然大家係咁講咧，我哋就用呢張圖片作真啦，留意下啦。正話講到四個福音講嗰個女人能咧，有兩個人咧，好似就企喺耶穌後面淋落去。Make sense 先，呢個能力先。坐喺地下嘅三尺四尺，佢人通常可能唔高，但你企喺後面，扭落咧就好方便噶嘛。咁嗱，佢諗翻起啦，係喺先。道家福音講咧，佢話咧用嘴連連親他的腳，把香膏抹上，呢、這個真唔真咧？根據呢個正公，道家講嗰件事真唔真？讲，难度好高喎，咁样，点坐得咁低，仲话，即系咁讲各位，大家留意下呢样嘢啊。即系其实佢先讲到呢个妇人做人咧，唔系普通嘅。即系当然马太同马可讲咧，就喺后面淋落去，但同呢个嘢路加同埋约翰咧，你讲咧。呢、这個女人用了很多很多的能力，或者用了一個很謙卑到連工人都不如的地方的。特別當時的世代呢，女人不可以傲慢男人堆裡面的，不可以的，即是比中國的男女受盡不親的三者更加嚴厲的。你但一個女人既然可以傲入去裡面親耶穌基督呢，難道是非常之高高的面貪不臨時可能轉到地下的，一個非常謙卑在神面前咧，係苦服嘅人嚟嘅，難度高啦。弟兄會做得出到啊？我諗睇唔到，我幾得真係唔到啦。所以喺門徒當人咧，就講嘢啦。哇！咁嘥錢啊！喺馬太就講啦，話馬太話咩？有門徒就好不高興啊！嚇，其實係眾數嚟嘅，所以唔係淨係。啊！萬耶穌覺得抽樣嘅，係有好多門徒咧都講呢樣嘢嘅。哇！咩可以賣好多錢收濟窮人啊？啊！為耶穌呢個富人啊，為耶穌做呢件咁好嘅事，即係耶穌後面賺到佢好犀利嘅，賺得好好嘅。咁咧，但係喺門徒之間相信主人裏面咧，行嘅咧，耶穌話你哋唔好難為佢啦。你記得琴晚就玩個遊戲嘅，頭先啊，其中而家就平啊嘛。我咧做信徒啊，有十樣不方便的東西啊，係乜嘢？慘嚟啫咩？我呢個做咗十樣㗎，十樣係好啊！十樣係好啊！好難啊！我哋諗落咗幾隻十樣，點解唔方便嘅嘢咧？我睇到得。當咁講到話唔方便，真係你真淨係睇翻個經文啦。一個古人。而你將一個真拿價香港係曾經講到話，你用三十兩銀子買嘅，三十兩只係一個奴隸嘅價錢嚟嘅。耶穌被賣咧係三十兩銀子，一個好高貴度，同埋呢個富人呢樽嘅香港通常嚟講咧，就喺臨出價前至用嘅。但係咁樣打爛咗咧，就用咗出嚟，好擺上一個好高嘅一個嘢。但係其他就冷嘲熱諷喎，一睇教裏面你可能你哋互相可能唔同啦。咁咁勤力為教嗰度嘢，但咧得嚟嗰個結果咧，好多人唔中意，可能有呢啲咁嘅有。好多嘢講啊，殘你啊，即係變咗好多好有心喺教緊侍奉人，因為咁樣咧，唔敢再侍奉，唔敢再受屬嘅啦。特別呢啲人咧，就係講呢句講樣嘢嚇。咁耶穌咧？就你哋唔好咁講啦，嗱，真係好多門徒係人好有好指名道姓啊，嗱，人好音樂就好犀利噶，指名道姓係瑪利亞，指名道姓係加勒人又得，我先想講衰嘅。喺馬太福音，嗱，馬太唔認識個人咧，馬太唔認識，就但咧，但係你哋兩個係冇特別指出個名出嚟嘅嚇，淨係約翰咧係佢噶啦，係啊，好清楚嘅講出嚟啫。而在这个的 睇出啦。咁當事人為被告人辯護啦，耶穌講到嘢啦。耶穌咧喺馬太福音就話啦：點解為難為呢個女人呢？因為咧佢係將香膏喺我頭上，即係轎在神身上咧，係為我受死而作嘅。即係被葬佢哋當時係即係落葬者用香膏擦翻咁樣咧。因為你擺個墳墓啊，好似而家我哋擺石啊，用石棺啊，聞都聞唔到咁嘅。但當時唔係，因為你用呢個香膏係高佢嘅身體啊。佢話咧：你點難為佢咧？因為佢哋係為我安葬而做嘅啦嘛，我係咁講嘅。佢話同埋咧係將我哋做個紀念嘅，紀念佢啦。咁咧另外一路講咧，唔單止紀念，咁喺路加福音有少少轉折咗，就唔係講呢樣嘢，就唔係講安葬呢個嘅嘢嘅，啊同馬克太馬可能唔同嘅。路加就講一個嘢咧，講到罪嘅問題啊，當大家包括睇啦。呢、这個故事裏面咧，呢件事裏面咧，係即係話請耶穌食飯嗰人嘅西門咧，就心裏説話話：如果耶穌係先知咧，佢應該知道抹佢腳嗰人咧係個罪人嚟㗎。即係意思就話耶穌准許呢個罪人抹佢咧，即係話耶穌唔係先知嚟嘅。咁啊 ，understanding 嘅。所以耶穌喺路加福音嗰裏面，即係路加描寫咧，就唔係講安葬嘅事嚟，講我。點解咁做呢？咁高難度啊！已經坐我哋坐開睇啊，都用嘴啊，用呢個嘴咁高難度喺眾人面前做嘢，都肯做咧，就發出個信心睇，即係同愛心同埋罪嘅問題嘅。啊，大家睇，即係好簡單嚟講啦。所以佢就問，即係揾到個比喻啊嘛，問西門。呢兩個財，呢個人兩個人爭，呢個主人好多錢，一個咧爭100万，一個爭10万，咁啊咁啊，咁呢個conclusion咗咧，咁你話邊個愛主多咧？咁新郎咁就即係借罪多嗰個人啦，即係可能爭100万咁，唔使話當地即係 comparison 啫，其實唔係咁嘅 comparison， 所以個係啦，就因為愛即係借面大咧，所以愛神多大。咁唔係嗱，即當然啦，嗰個唔多夠，又犯咗呢樣嘢啦。啊，係咁噶啦，犯多啲罪，大家犯多啲罪，諗神嘅恩典啦，欠多咁嘅嘢，從嚟你直斷就化啦。但耶穌你講到話咧，因為愛呢個嘅古人，佢就好多罪被赦免，所以佢個 response 嗱好容易咧，係咁。當然我哋其實係不起信主嘅弟兄姊妹咧，冇乜邊個殺人殺過人，放過火嘅冇乜個。即係應該冇，所以可能如果係根據個比喻嚟嚟講咧，就可能因為我哋唔係做過好多壞事啫，所以我哋可能愛神裏面咧打多次架。其實嗰個意思唔係咁講嘅，唔係話哦赦免多啲咧就愛神多啲，唔係咁講嘅，係我哋擺喺內心裏面睇到承受好神所俾嘅嘢啦。特別因為耶穌講過，佢哋為我安葬之前做嘅。即係話咧，呢個婦女咧，佢聽耶穌講嘅時候，佢信耶穌講嘢。耶穌話幾日之後咧就會死啦，記唔記得？耶穌講嗰樣嘢，其實對佢嘅門徒講嗰樣嘢㗎。我三日之後咧，我就想耶穌三日之後會死。邊個掹住佢叫佢落去啊？阿彼得啊嘛，講話耶穌，你千祈唔好想耶穌三，你或者耶穌話。我跟住想耶路撒冷受咩被釘十字架，其實冇啦，耶穌話咁啊係咩啊？魔鬼推我身後邊，即係你哋睇啲人嘅意思，唔睇啲神嘅意思。但係呢幾個婦女，我哋未憑定一個或者兩個婦女咧，佢哋好相信啊！耶穌話我就嚟會死啊！啊，你真係死啊！我同你安葬，做咗呢個信，呢個係真係相信，耶穌睇到嘅啊。點解我哋要學習咁嘅？我哋咧，當神俾個喺聖經裏面教導我哋嘅時間咧，我就相信幾多咧？好似我哋琴日講嗰個發送寄語咁嘅，即係講完聽咗好多啦，唔入心嘅，睇好片面，可能有啲神家好發興奮為主做咗某件事情，但臨到啦，嗰、那個基督徒話我。咁做咧係motivation 唔啱我唔做咯，即係我都聽過好多人咁講，咁就點啊嘛，講唔做咯，因為即係 即係受基督念信心嘅，你講啲嘢咧不造就人嘅，頭先唔好講人，因為領導人咧
係啊。
好啦，再講嘢，判決大家就判決嚇。你哋聽咗正話，呢四個證人喺嗰個馬太、馬可、路加福音、約翰裏面咧，係有少少好似唔同嘅嘢嚇。我哋大判決，你認為有幾多個婦女？一個。兩個，一個，一個點咧？即係當然我哋其實我哋唔係批判性嘅嘛，我哋聽乜嘢嘅嘢？當我哋從一個文化裏面咧睇，究竟係一個兩個人咧？因為大家係有少少嘅唔同，所以呢個引起大家興趣啦。啊，正英講樣嘢喎，咁樣等等就咁啦。啊，當然我哋唔可以好快做決定，因為我哋始終。即係有好多嘅掣肘，好多有聯絡清楚嘅，起碼我哋可能一個我唔敢講，佢點解咁做啊？佢動機是什麼？因為佢好多錢，我定曬所以咁快，係咪咁樣？
唔係啦，
佢有想動機乜嘢？愛係啊，佢愛即係耶穌喺度咁樣講，因為呢個愛嘅時間咧。鋪上引用佢咧，係賣出呢樣出嚟。第三方面，嗱，佢心裏決定點解我哋要紀念佢？點解我哋要紀念個婦女嗰人所做嘅事？點解要紀念佢？
誒，冇人講啊！
其實講得好清楚喎，呢個問題。話你哋喺任何地方傳呢福音要點啊？要將佢嘅事講出嚟嘅。不是抬高他，而是将他在神里面的个形式的。我讲的是真信的，不是当即是这样。他真的很真的很单纯信心，好像我们昨天都说，我们的心如果不像小孩子的谦卑呢，整个我们很难进天国，有很多东西太多人的记忆在这里。但是我们要做个纪念，因为呢他在个信心表现好大，我相信当我做之前已经知道，即系好大，梗系会话我唔好咁做，即系咁。我就觉得好感到好多问题嘅，但当时真系咁发生咧，我觉得我哋好翻嘅，即系教会咧有时都好多问题发生咧，就系、是、我有时咧，分享个姊妹相信嘅，咁一个姊妹讲咗啲嘢，咁咧另外姊妹话咧。唔係啊！你都講過次大話啊，咁樣，即係佢講嗰樣嘢，你都講過次大話，咁啲姊妹好嬲，做緊一聽，我個 basement， 我死啦！即係其實好多姊妹真係走落去啊，斷交嘅咁樣講，弟兄點算咧？我哋成班仔坐喺度，冇人敢喐㗎，即係呢啲嘢係我覺得係。只要同姊妹傾點咧，就好啲樣嘢嘅。即係有啲嘢發生咗嘅時間咧，係人與人之間嘅關係啊，有嗰啲好即係好直情直好嘅，你唔知啊？我聽過都真啦。即係講呢樣嘢，啲真係講一樣嘢嘅。即係有啲呢個係講一啲唔係好經大講，我覺得就講得咁樣。但喺嗰個情形裏面發生，但有好多人係唔可以剔嘅。即係等於我哋彼此相交咧。是不單止是用一個遙視的心，我們都是不要那麼快去呢就有個反應裡面。想得到我們講完了判決了這件事了。他為什麼這樣做呢？要紀念他呢，就因為他對耶穌有個信心。說什麼呢？聽什麼的。這樣呢，當然其實在我們講其實講的其實有幾多個人的。因為聖經講有幾個人都叫瑪利亞的。耶穌的母親叫瑪利亞。另外約翰福音所講瑪利亞咧，有啲人叫做抹撒拉嘅瑪利亞，或者有個名，咁咧佢有個姐姐叫做瑪大咁樣。另外有幾個，即係相信耶穌嘅婦女就叫瑪利亞嘅。所以我哋唔係好清楚，但係我哋留意一段聖經同呢個瑪利約翰福音所講嘅瑪利亞係好有關係嘅。咁呢個咧其實就係先，冇個姐姐講嘅。咁啊，路加福音係。學咗三十九節就講呢件事，即係知 係之前發生嘅事，就嗰日就馬大嘅門徒叫瑪利亞。瑪利亞咧就喺耶穌佢屋企裏面，法大裏面咧就坐席食飯。即係法大呢啲留意，耶穌去邊度咧都有班門徒跟住佢嘅。通常嚟講，十二個啦。咁你馬大咧就喺嚟講咧要招呼，因為招呼啊人啊咧喺個猶太人覺得好個榮譽嚟嘅，接接白天好似阿巴罕接白天使咁樣嘅，所以煮一餐嘅都好辛苦嘅。咁馬大就好忙碌煮嘢，咁咧瑪利亞咧就坐喺耶穌腳前聽嘅。咁馬大就話：哎呀，耶穌，不如你睇到我咁辛苦咁慘，你又叫我妹妹咧入嚟幫手咧？咁耶穌講咗句説話嘅，我咧耶穌話咩啊？馬大馬大，你為許多嘅事煩惱，係好嘅事嘅，係好嘅啦。佢教做嘢，服侍領導係好嘅事嘅。但係咧，不可少一件事咧，就是、瑪利亞已經揀選咗上好嘅福分，就是、不能奪去的。咁做咗啲咩事咧？就睇翻啦。啊，瑪利亞喺耶穌腳前坐着聽他的道。啊，耶穌睇重咧，唔係話為主工作唔好啊，冇話嗰樣嘢。不過更加重要就是我們同神之間的關係，亦都看重的東西。我們可以為神做很多東西，但是當我們的心不是同神在一起時間所做的東西，可能是很單邊，做了之後神都不知道你做了什麼東西。留意這個字，坐坐著，坐著幫不幫用不容易做啊？咁坐坐坐啦，坐坐下聽都容易做啊，容易聽啊。咁但係，所以大家我就睇翻聖經，抄下聖經，係揾翻老家輝合章三十九講呢兩次點樣坐法先。好多方面嘅喎，以前就冇凳啊，坐墊啊。咁呢個坐字咧，原來佢係嗰個好緊要嘅。因為坐咧係一個好 close 嘅。咁呢個耶穌坐喺個坡廊上，坐高上咗。佢講瑪利亞坐咧，唔係坐三尺，唔係坐六尺之外，係坐耶穌側邊，即係坐得挨住好近，佢可以聽得好清楚。同埋佢聽咧，係喺個留心耶穌所講嘅説話，係一個嘅佢話其實聽，同我哋琴日都講過字嘅。當佢聽嘅時間，神就將呢個信心擺咗佢嘅心裏面。我哋係聽到嘅，但係話你聽唔到都係點？係好似神將喺講道嗰個中心點擺咗我哋心裏面，成為我哋信心就兩件事啦。咁所以咧，馬力，所以耶穌話佢呢個上好福分，唔單止坐得好近，聽有留心聽耶穌講嘅説話，係咪好 ready 將耶穌講完嘅嘢咧去實行出嚟嘅？所以耶穌話呢個上好嘅福分係冇人坐得過嘅。即係坐得好近好緊，聽得好清楚㗎，嚇，知唔知啊？Acoustic好多方面我哋要認識到呢個 faith 喺我心裏面。信仰嘅，其實我哋今日都會講信仰辦法，但我覺得咧，信仰辦法好容易嘅，即係話好多好多方面，我都一分鐘可以諗到教可以做呢樣做啫。但係呢個唔係好重要，我覺得計劃好多嘢咧，大家可以坐低諗，但最緊要呢件事咧就係、是。我哋做嘅時間同神之間關係，大家記得啦，喺哥林多前書十三章講嘅，我哋可以為神做好多嘢㗎嘛。我哋講好似天使講得咁好合宜，但係有愛又點啊？好似個羅探聽啦啦啦講好多嘢，但冇人明白佢做嘢嘅。我哋可能做好多好事出嚟，但如果冇咗愛心、愛神嘅心嘅話咧，所做嘅事咧都係冇乜用。當我哋願意係愛神，真係跟隨神嘅意識俾我哋做嘅時間咧，神自然將人做家俾我哋。喺小堂先係咁講嘅，弟兄彼此地同心合意，希望時間神就將人做家真喺你裏。當神睇到我哋教會弟兄姊妹願意已經好 ready 一齊去做嘢嘅時間，神就會將人擺喺裏面。所以我覺得咧，呢、這個我覺得啫嚇，我咧如即係尋羊尋呢樣啦，有乜方法啦？喺馬太二十五章嗰度話，當我哋肯願意將一啲事在最少的人身上面，就在耶穌身上面啦。所以最少就係一啲係唔可能回報俾 我哋嘅人嘅身上面，即係唔好話我請你食飯啦 ，Vinny， 你哋客店好請翻我食飯，即係就唔係嗰種嘢嚟噶。最少的真係就係咧，佢唔可以回報俾你嘅真嘅人咧，你為佢嘅需要而做，即係我覺得啦，呢個係好基本方法。我哋就係睇到人嘅需要，我哋睇係實在喺真實喺基督身上面。另外一方面咧，彈琴嘅能力咧，就基於係呢個馬太福音六章，反正唔需認同嘅，但我希望你同你喺聖經裏面咧，神俾你不同嘅諗法。我話咧，你哋嘅我哋要先求他的個和他的義，其他乜嘢東西都要加給你們。其他乜嘢東西就係神哦，神我哋要揾啊，想多羊哦，帶佢哋先頭天國啊，點點揾啊。當我哋願意尋求神嘅國嘅時候咧，神就會俾我哋。嗱，我哋會睇一個嘅短片，講一位嘅弟兄啊，佢叫做 William Borden B O R D E N， 有冇聽過個名啊？哦，你揾嚟識啦，有諗起前嗰啲嘅 Borden， 你知唔知 Borden 係邊個啊？你係 supermarket 見到個名㗎，你買牛奶啦，如果真要咧，有間公司嘅名叫 Borden， 就係佢即係佢屋企嘅 business。就講一位嘅弟兄嚇，我好想睇呢個弟兄嘅時間咧，佢。聽啲巴爾人講嘢，佢25歲成為兩歲啊，好年輕一個嘅年輕人，為神信咗，有讀神啊，攞到好多好威水嘅形象嘅，行安神系統嘅佢，願意拜上神，即係地上嘅日期唔長啊，唔夠安神喺度難神，我哋大家一齊睇呢個嘅聖經啊 ，William Borden。
No reserves, no retreats, no regrets, William Borden. Too many have heard of William. He was a failure, a waste of a good education and a misuse of his father's wealth. To others, an intrepid example of what it means to give everything to Christ. This is his story, which is luckily taken from his biography, Borden of Yale, by Howard Taylor. So what exactly makes William Borden so significant? For that, we'll have to start at the very beginning.One of the differences between Borden and the stories of other famous missionaries is that Borden was born into a family of extreme wealth and comfort. William was born on September 1st, 1887, to a wealthy Chicago family. One example of this is that, at the age of 16, Borden was gifted with a trip around the world with a personal chaperone. It is apparent, however, that he understood his position as a great privilege. William wrote a letter to his mother saying,I have so much of everything in this life, and there are so many millions who have nothing and live in darkness. I don't think it is possible to realize it until one sees the East. I know it is no easy thing to serve the Lord, but others have been enabled to do so, and there is no reason why I should not. Many of his friends and family members said that someone with the social standing and wealth of William would be throwing his life away as a missionary.Borden, in response to this, reportedly wrote two words in his Bible, No Reserves. After a long journey home, Borden was enrolled in the University of Yale. William immersed himself in his surroundings at Yale, and in addition to intensive study there and high marks on his classes, Borden started a small prayer group and Bible study where he invited his friends to join him.It began with only two people, and his prayer was that the entire campus of Yale would be converted by the saving power of Jesus Christ. By his sophomore year, the group had grown much larger and had to divide into a few smaller groups. To Borden, prayer was his most important work. He would carry a loose leaf notebook full of lists of people and their respective prayer requests. Campbell, one of Borden's closest friends, wrote of him, Through all the time I have known him, where there has been opportunity,We have never parted without going on our knees and praying for God's work. Another friend named Max Murray wrote that no matter if some said he was too religious or others that he was too narrow or that he was too heavy, there was one thing nobody at Yale ever questioned, and that was that he was strong. He was red-blooded and he had the punch. He played hard and he studied hard and he was intense in his religious beliefs.I can vouch that he was the strongest religious force in our class at Yale. Another friend, Byron Williams, wrote, Bill was a great example to me of one who seemed to realize always that he must be about his father's business and not about wasting time in pursuit of amusement. Borden's outreach ministry was not merely limited to the students at Yale. He frequently worked with widows, orphans, and the disabled. He rescued drunks from the streets of New Haven, and in an attempt to rehabilitate them, he founded the Yale Hope Mission. By Borden's senior year, hundreds were attending his Bible studies and prayer groups. One friend wrote, "Bill hunts up the worst drunk in college and goes after him." H.W. Wright, a prominent professor at Yale, wrote, "No undergraduate since I have been connected with Yale has ever done so much for Christ in the 4 short years that he did." As a freshman, William had heard about the millions of Muslims in China who had never heard the gospel. Samuel Zwinger was a big influence on Borden's passion for lost Muslims. He cautioned William, saying, "It is not an expedition of ease nor a picnic excursion to which we are called. It is going to cost many a life. Leadership in this movement has always been leadership in suffering." After Yale, Borden went on to Princeton Theological Seminary and became one of the directors of the Moody Bible Institute. After graduating Yale and Princeton, William was offered many high-paying jobs due to his education and his father's connections. It is reported that, in response to Borden's decision to become a missionary, his father told him that he would never have a position in the family business. In response, William wrote 2 more words in his Bible: "No retreat." The Muslims of China were of particular concern to William. There was little to no missionaries ministering to them, and they were an unreached people group for the gospel. William decided to go to Egypt to learn Arabic in preparation for his ministry in China. Many saw this as a profound waste of time, energy, and resources. Several thought that a 22-year-old of his standing and wealth should have worked a high-paying job and enjoyed the comforts of home rather than the great dangers that awaited him on the journey. To the surprise of many, Borden left for Egypt. He would stay with an Arabic-speaking Syrian family where he could learn the language. However, shortly after arriving, Borden contracted the deadly disease of meningitis. Borden, a 22-year-old American aristocrat and millionaire, was now deathly ill in a small and sweaty house in Cairo. Unfortunately, William would eventually succumb to the disease, but before his death, he inscribed 2 more words in his Bible: "No regrets." No reserve. No retreat. No regrets. On Borden's grave was written, "Apart from faith in Christ, there is no explanation for such life." Borden was willing to give all for the sake of the gospel. He forsook the path of comfort and pleasure, which he was often encouraged to partake. Instead of engaging in the revelry of parties and fraternities, he sought obedience to God. One friend gave a powerful picture of the sort of man Borden was. He was quiet, but powerful, saying little, but doing much. Rich, but self-denying, humble in spirit, but imperial in purpose. A general in organization, but always willing to be a private in service. He declined our urgent invitation to preach at Moody Church on the grounds that he was not capable, but he was not ashamed to tell his faith in Jesus on the street corner. His heart went out to the uncared for, the Christless millions of China, but he did not overlook the worthy widow, orphan, and cripple in the back streets of Chicago. He was intent on seeking to win for Christ and his service the young men of our colleges and universities. And to this end, the last months of his life in America were given. But that did not prevent his thinking of, praying for, and giving to the care of the little children and the aged. Borden is the embodiment of what Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 through 19, where he says, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides for us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may be able to take hold of that which is truly life." Many of you watching this video wouldn't consider yourselves to be wealthy people. Surely most of us aren't as wealthy as Borden was at his age, but if you live in America and have a pulse, you make up the top 25% of wealth in the world and probably the top 10% of people of all history. You are wealthy, as much as you may want to think otherwise. Yet could it be said of us that we set our hopes in God rather than riches, that we are generous, storing our treasures in heaven to set a good foundation for future generations, what would it take to change your life today to make that happen? Could it be said that at the end of your life, you lived with no reserves, no retreats, and no regrets? It is my hope and prayer that all Christians would be able to look back on their lives and say that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, no reserves, no retreats, and no regrets in doing my very best to live in obedience and love to my God. Thank you for watching this episode of Overcomers, Christian Heroes and Heroines. If you enjoy this type of content, please let us know in the comments and comment on what you would like to have talked about next in the series. Until then, we'll see you next time.
我想請林先生帶我們唱這個回應的詩歌。